We just finished. You said if something ruptures down here, they call that an...
Well, appendicitis is the only thing I can think of.
Okay. And about, I guess, the end of World War I, they came up with a disease that people were getting, a childhood disease maybe, and it was called diphtheria.
Okay. They used to have that years and years ago. I think they've always had it, probably, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, that used to be rather severe. I never hear anything about it anymore. You know, the youngsters, they take so many, what do you call them, shots is a common word for things.
Yeah.
That don't think they have diseases like you do.
Now, you were telling me before, or I can't remember, what is Rocky Mountain fever?
It used to be caused from the bite of a wood tick, and that is an insect or a bug, and it's in the spring of the year, and maybe they're on the ground and on the sagebrush or whatever, and they get on sheep a lot, but they'll get on a human being, and they're not all poison, but some of them are a deadly poison, and maybe if you don't find it, you know, they can get on you and bite. You don't even know you've got them, and that head just sort of buries right in your skin or in your flesh, and they'll all puff up, just huge things, and just the big of your finger, and turn white, and then you've got to do something to get them. But if that may stay, but anyway, if it's a poison one, I know people have died with it, and my mother even had that one fall of spring I was married.
Is that Rocky Mountain fever,
tick fever.
Would they ever call it spotted fever?
Well, there's a spotted fever too. Now, and I don't know, maybe that's the same thing. I kind of believe it is. It seems like it could be.
Okay.
But that was caused from a tick, as far as I know, and I don't know whether there's any other. But I haven't heard of anyone having it for a long time, but I think it's probably possible.
Okay. Now, if I were to cut myself deeply, I would have an open
wound.
Wound,
I guess you'd say.
And what does the word sickly mean to you? Are there synonyms or other words that mean the same?
You say sickly?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a person that's not well, you know, that has some ailments or maybe some chronic ailment or something. I don't know, I suppose.
So you'd say it's...
They're not well. If a sickly person is, they wouldn't have good health.
I see. Okay.
That sounds like to me, that's about...
And a person who can't hear, they say that person is...
They're deaf.
Okay. All right. Well, here we are on that last page. And when the sun comes up in the morning, they call that...
Sunset. Or no. Oh, sunrise.
Okay, when it goes down, it's...
Sunset.
Am I pointing in the right direction, by the way?
Well, right over there. It's about
okay.
Where it goes down, and over here it comes in.
That's why I confused you.
South and east.
Well, how would you express this time here in relation to the hour? That third one there.
10:45.
Uh-huh. How would you express that in relation to the hour? You'd say it's...
Well, it's a 10... Well, or a quarter to 11, or,
okay,
you know,
you
want to say it that way.
You'd say a quarter to rather than a quarter of... Or...
Yes, a quarter of, a quarter of 11. Yeah.
You'd probably say a quarter to, though, right?
Yeah, I think so, maybe a quarter to 11.
Today is the 23rd of May, so the 22nd was... Today is the 23rd. The 22nd was not the day of the week, but...
Oh, they were yesterday.
Okay, and
yeah.
The 24th will be...
Tomorrow.
Okay, and can I have you go through the days of the week slowly, just to pronounce those?
Well, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay, and the months of the year now?
It's May,
the fifth
month.
Okay, then start with the first month, if you wouldn't go through the whole string of them.